Take heed, part 2, Luke 21. And in this, let's see. Here we go. Here our Lord says in verse 8, take heed, that you be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ. And the time draws near. Go you not therefore after them. Don't run after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. And he goes on to describe what all these things are that are going to come to pass. When you see all these things. And then in verse 12, but before these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. So settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I shall give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be, so the Lord will give you supernatural gift of wisdom, and your adversaries shall not be able to overthrow the wisdom God establishes through you. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brothers and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess you your souls. Okay, so this is very important, because it's very important. The Lord said this is how it's going to happen. And he's telling us God will permit it, but on account of the Lord's name, you're going to be hated. They hated the Master, they'll hate his disciples. And for these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written might be fulfilled. 22. So the revenge of the Lord is taking place, and those who hate the Lord are going to be confronted with our testimony. Those who God's chosen, and how he's chosen to do it. Alright, well, I'll read this portion here. 26, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things shall begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. And then he said to them the parable of the fig tree. When you see all this happens, you know, when the fig tree begins to sprout, you know summer's coming. So when you see all these events that the Lord discusses here, you know that that the Lord is coming. I'm going to go to verse 34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so the day shall come upon you unaware. Okay, dissipation. Surfeiting is dissipation. Alright, it means that the enemy is going to try to overwhelm us. We're going to have all kinds of problems. The power of the Holy Ones is likely to be broken. And in order to escape, weaker people will go, or any of us really, without the Holy Spirit, will try to escape. Because this is not natural. This is unprecedented. Life doesn't go as normal. So drunkenness and, you know, carousing, all this stuff, the cares of a life, will overtake people. For as a snare, it shall come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So you need to watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Ooh, we're getting close. We are getting close. Now, the next segment, the Holy Spirit started, actually before this, started speaking to me about, was from 2 Timothy 3, which I'm going to go into. And it talks about what people are going to behave like in the last days. And it was alluded to here in Luke. People are going to get drunk, and they're going to be dissipation, and they're going to be overwhelmed with the cares of the life. I mean, it's just going to get to be too much. And their hearts are going to fail them. And we need to watch and pray. That is how we're going to make it through this. So I will go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we will resume now.